Good morning. Thank you, Becky, for that introduction, and especially for all the hard work that you, the planning committee, the TRAC members do in making this an incredibly successful conference. I've heard from several clinicians that this is possibly the best conference that VHA offers. It is indeed a privilege and honor for me to have been asked to speak today. Thank you, Mr. Craig Lugard, for the passion you bring to the Office of Information in VHA, and to General Bob Howard for the collaboration that you and OINT bring to VHA, as well as Value and the Office of Employee Education for sponsoring this most useful event. Thanks to our hosts in Orlando for providing such a delightful venue in the land of Disney. And a very welcome to our DOD, Indian Health Service, and American Samoa partners and guests. Since this conference began in 1997 as Camp CPRS, hands-on computer-based training has been provided to 17,000 doctors, nurses, pharmacists, clinicians, and professional staff throughout VHA. Wow. Two new tracks have been added this year, as Becky mentioned, for the nurse execs and the radiologist group. Welcome. I also want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you, the clinicians, the champions, for what you do every day for the Veterans Health Administration, but more importantly, for the commitment you have for the health and well-being of our veterans. Our electronic medical record system, CPRS, is one of the biggest innovations in clinical care delivery in this century. It became successful because of your participation at the grassroots levels and because of your use of venues such as this conference, where developers work closely with you, the clinicians, to bring about these innovations. Thank you. Our tremendous success is now the subject of a new book called The Best Care Anywhere. I hope that many of you have had a chance to read it. The book's author is Philip Longman, a former economics reporter who now works at the Washington think tank called the New America Foundation. The subtitle of his book is Why VA Healthcare is Better Than Yours. In this book, he details the history of the development of VISTA, how a group of pioneering clinicians known as hard hats working with equally committed developers led the way. The author states that the primary reason that VA's healthcare is the best care anywhere is because of our VISTA system of computer applications and programs, our electronic health records, and our rigorous system of performance measures. Playwright Bernard Shaw once said, "The future belongs to the unreasonable ones, the ones who look forward, not backward, who are certain only of the uncertainty, and who have the ability and confidence to think completely differently." The story of VISTA epitomizes it. There are three points I would like for you to remember from my presentation today. First, VA has transformed itself to become a world leader in healthcare because of innovative development of VISTA that produced our system of electronic records, and because of the rigorous performance measures and accountability that VHA put in place. Second, we are committed to using innovative technological advances to further enhance clinical care delivery, and we are dedicated to being patient and family-centric and overcoming geographical barriers to care. And as Rob Klodner likes to say, it is first about the veterans. Second, it is about the veterans. And third, it is about the veterans. It is all about the veterans. Based in large measure on VA success, President George Bush launched a plan to expand health IT and ensure that electronic health records become the norm for most Americans within the next 7 years. Today, VHA sets the nation standards in healthcare for quality, customer satisfaction, and safety. These accolades come from the New England Journal of Medicine the RAND Corporation, the American Customer Satisfaction Index, and the Institute of Medicine. As the story in Business Week, based on the RAND study, shows, the quality of care that we provide is rated higher than the private sector in just about every area. VHA is one of the few government agencies to win the prestigious Innovations in of American Government Award from Howard University twice, first in 2001 for our National Center for Patient Safety, and in 2006 for our state-of-the-art electronic health record systems, VISTA. Another such story from the Washington Post: VA care is rated superior to that in private hospitals. Quote, the Department of Veterans Affairs medical system once epitomized poor quality care, but after a series of changes, the system has been hailed in recent years as a model for healthcare reform. Now, surveys released this week indicates that those improvements have translated into a high level of satisfaction among veterans getting treated by the rehabilitated VA. End quote. VHA exceeds the Joint Commission mean in vast majority of the core measures. And for the seventh year in a row, we have led the nation in patient satisfaction. Our enrollment has more than doubled since 1994 and continues to climb. We are the largest healthcare provider in the country, yet our costs are lower per patient than other healthcare systems in the country, even though the patients we serve are older, sicker, and poorer on average. More of our resources are going into patient care, while at the same time we are holding the line on overall costs per patient. Our nation faces a major challenge in making IT a quality strategy. As President's Information Technology Council noted, there are lots of mistakes being made, resulting in unnecessary hospitalizations and errors in filling drug prescriptions. Sadly, 98,000 Americans die each year from medical errors, more than double the number who die in traffic accidents every year. And consider that 1 in 7 hospital admissions occur because of patients' medical records are not available. Further, 12% of the physician orders are not executed as written, and even more. 1 in 6.5 hospitalizations are complicated by a drug error. Our healthcare system is rooted in short-term focus on treatment of disease rather than quality of life enhancements through prevention of chronic illnesses. This has contributed to soaring healthcare costs, which last year reached an astronomical $1.5 trillion, about 14% of our GNP. These rising costs have led to increased dissatisfaction by everyone involved in the healthcare system, patients, payers, and providers. Let's see, higher costs, an unacceptable number of deaths caused by medical errors, and increasing dissatisfaction by everyone involved in healthcare system. So what's wrong with this picture? We have the answer in front of us. Electronic health records help reduce costs. Do you know that VISTA costs about $78 per year per patient, or about the same as not repeating one average blood test? VA is the benchmark for computerized pharmacy order entry. Medical errors can be drastically reduced. Mistakes in filling prescriptions are virtually eliminated. IT innovations, such as clinical reminders, make it much easier for clinicians to obtain critical information in a timely manner and establish evidence-based medicine at the point of care. Information technology is a true enabler in the delivery of evidence-based healthcare, and physician champions such as Brian Wolf and others have made this possible in the VHA. VAOINT and VHA are working together to make the way for a better future for our patients and clinicians. Now let's talk about the future. As we foresee the needs of our patients of tomorrow, we can see the differences in lifestyles and personal needs and expectations of different generations. Younger veterans are children of the computer age. They are internet savvy. They want quick and convenient access and results. They are better educated about their health care options and often come prepared to their doctor's offices with well-researched questions. The older veterans, however, have different needs. They have more mental and physical disabilities, a higher incidence of PTSD, especially for those from the Vietnam era, an increased need for geriatric care and long-term care. The geographic distribution of veterans throughout the country is uneven, with nearly a quarter of all veterans living in California, Florida, and Texas, and many living in rural areas, which makes equitable access to care somewhat challenging. Our forecasting models project approximately 5.6 million unique users will be seen this year. The number of OEF-OI veterans, though relatively small compared to the overall veteran population, but the unique wounds that they are receiving in the global war on terror pose particular critical challenges we must address. Because of the increase in the number of women entering the DoD, the number of women veterans is going to double in VHA over the course of next 5 years. The median age of all living veterans is 60. While the overall population will decrease, the number of veterans age 85 and older is going to increase by 173% from 2000 to 2020. We will need to address the needs of the elderly population and ensure provision of the right care in the right place. The incidence of chronic illness that comes with increasing age will grow as well. Our top five diagnoses are cardiovascular disease, mental health, skin disease, diabetes, and arthritis. So our system needs to have the optimal means to support chronic care. In any population, individuals may be at low risk or high risk for a given illness or already be in a state of chronic illness. The goal in prospective care is to quantify risk at its earliest onset when there is an effective intervention available that reduces both morbidity and mortality. For those at low risk of the disease, a personalized health plan would include a personal lifestyle plan, including wellness education. Those who are at high risk, a personalized screening program, tailored lifestyle, and medical intervention to delay the onset of illness. And for patients with established disease, secondary prevention to reduce both morbidity and to maintain the quality of life are desired. Langhire and Snyderman in Future Medicine proposed the use of scientifically up-to-date, evidence-based risk assessment decision support tools for such preventable diseases. Tools that accurately predict likely future disease or morbidity inflection points. Such systems have been developed for diseases such as diabetes, congestive heart failure, and asthma. This effort needs to be expanded to other chronic illnesses to allow for personalized health planning, which will prevent or delay illness, increase the quality of life, and improve cost effectiveness. VHA has done that to some extent using clinical reminders. And as we are ushered into an era of medicine, which is predictive, personalized, and preemptive, it will require a transformation in the fundamental relationships between healthcare providers and patients. Requiring continuous participation of individuals, communities, and healthcare institutions as early as possible. And there's great promise of pharmacogenomics. We know that drugs do not fall in one-size-fits-all category. The same drug that can help one individual can harm another. Also, the promise of genomics. Imagine that your doctor tells, based on your genes, whether you need to take a medicine to thwart some painful condition, or you can avoid taking some expensive medications for life because you're not at risk. Imagine that with nanotechnology, only the selected target cells get chemotherapy in cancer patients while sparing the healthy ones. Imagine not having to travel distances to get expert care because you can use telehealth technologies instead. In order to achieve safe, effective, efficient, and compassionate care that transcends all barriers and helps us focus not simply on providing the best evidence-based medical care, but allows more emphasis on mitigating risks, preventing illness, and promoting health, we look towards information technology as a major enabler. Based on current trends, here are 10 broad goals for the innovations in electronic health record. I will briefly go over each of the exciting things that are happening here and now. VA is already a leader in developing a record that is patient-centric and spans all care settings. Seamless transition with DoD, patient participation in care. Patients are no longer passive recipients, but active and engaged partners in their health care. Coordination and management of care in the hospital and at home. Care from any provider to any location. The use of evidence-based decision support. Quality improvement and outcomes research. The ability to monitor and mine the data to uncover relationships and outcomes that will become the basis for more sophisticated generation of clinical studies. Supporting personalized healthcare, taking us from curative to preemptive medicine. Biosurveillance and emergency preparedness, both for man-made and natural disasters, and co-care with the private sector, working to set national standards of interoperability. Let us begin with seamless transition. VA and DoD are working at unprecedented levels of coordination and cooperation to seamlessly transfer care of those injured in combat from military treatment facilities to the VA. The VA-DoD goal is the focus on the lifelong health record in serving the new veterans. From the time they begin serving through their training, assignments, deployment, and documenting all aspects of treatment of care along the way. So when the service member enters into the VA system, we will have his entire record enabling us to better treat and care for him. We have deployed VA staff at the military treatment facilities throughout the country to facilitate seamless transfer to VHA. VHA has initiated an OEF-OIF case management program at every medical center to serve seriously injured veterans and service members. This program includes clinical staff and VBA reps. The transition patient advocates will maintain a lifelong relationship with the service members and family as needed. VA and DoD are sharing unprecedented amounts of electronic health information. Key DoD-VA interagency initiatives include the Federal Health Information Exchange, FHIE, the Bidirectional Health Information Exchange, BHIE, and the Cheddar Interface. The FHIE is a one-way transmission of electronic military health data from DoD's legacy health information system, CHCS, to VA's CPRS, the point of care. Our providers can access clinically pertinent data from DoD's legacy systems on every service member that is retired or separated and who comes to the VA for care or disability benefits. Using the BHIE, our providers and DoD providers have secure real-time bidirectional access to each other's pharmacy and allergy information, radiology and lab results on patients who are shared or registered on both the VA and the DoD systems. Dr. Paul Nickel in Seattle and Cliff Freeman have been extensively involved in this project and are working to expand the current capabilities. The departments are also currently exploring reusing the BHIE infrastructure as a basis for sharing viewable electronic health data with other providers. Our health data repository will be patient-centric. It will ensure that standardization of data becomes the foundation of decision support and that automated clinical decision support is available in real time across all sites of care. Another critical aspect is the emphasis on the continuity of care from the battlefield to the VA for the seriously injured service members. From the forward surgical teams to combat support hospitals to a level 4 hospital at Landstuhl in Germany, to military treatment facilities in continental U.S., and when stabilized, to the VA polytrauma rehab system of care. Improved technology and medicines have increased the ability to save soldiers from wounds that they would not have survived in previous wars. Traumatic brain injury is the signature injury of the global war on terror. In order to meet these more complex and rehab needs, VHA has developed an integrated system of care for the severely injured called the Polytrauma Rehab System of Care. There are four centers: Richmond, Tampa, Palo Alto, and Minneapolis. These comprehensive care centers provide the best care and treatment available to veterans and service members for TBI and other complex wounds. Each of the 21 prisons have a level 2 or a polytrauma network site. This is to increase the access and make sure that care is available and located as close as possible to where the veterans live. Telehealth technologies are being developed to ensure that appropriate expertise is available at all sites. Changing gears. Historically, medical care has been one of the last bastions to enter into the era of consumerism and truly focus on the needs and desires of the patients. In the last decade, however, there has been a steady movement in defining patient-centered care. And here are some of the attributes published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine. The medical and preventive care, which is personalized for the individual, superb access to care when needed by the patient, patient engagement in care, clinical information systems that support high-quality care, care coordination, integrated comprehensive care with smooth transfer of information across providers, and ongoing routine patient feedback and publicly available information on care. And some of you may know that CMS has recently announced plans to make this information available publicly. On scanning the horizon, some of the attributes of patient-centered care are already here. Many of you may have heard of the Minute Clinics in the community, which are staffed by nurse practitioners, where no appointments are needed. You just walk in and there's no waiting. Their logo is, "If you are sick, we are quick." For simple and straightforward medical issues, they are very attractive for the patients. And of course, for the web care for the internet savvy, such as this site from the Institute of Information Therapy and another one from Walgreens, both offering answers to questions from individual patients. In our own backyard, a local innovation in the Portland VA Medical Center has led to implementing the automated patient history intake device. In the privacy of the kiosks, the patients automatically check in by swiping their veteran's identification card for their primary care clinic appointments. They verify selected information such as the current medication list, medical history, contact information prior to entering the clinic exam room. Updated information can be printed or transformed into CPR's data objects to be distributed to the healthcare team for action. Wagner and his colleagues have developed a model of optimal chronic care that aims to improve outcomes for patients living with chronic illnesses. The model focuses on the collaboration between each knowledgeable and motivated patient and his or her care team in the comprehensive ongoing management of the patient's chronic illness. The care system is responsible for developing registries of patients and using them to ensure timely preventive and maintenance services. Since patients are central to managing their own care, the model directs attention to ensuring that patients are capable of self-care. In addition, the implementation of this model depends on effective information technology. VHA's care coordination program is based on the Wagner's model of chronic care. It blends telehealth, informatics, case management, and disease management. This program is designed to let the veterans live in their homes as long as possible, allowing for the right care at the right time in the right place. This is especially needed as we face the future with a large number of elderly patients. Dr. Ross Fletcher has some terrific real patient stories of how patients have successfully used this program in physiologic monitoring of their conditions, even using sophisticated instruments such as pulse oximetry. Currently, nationally, there are 28,000 patients enrolled in this program, and that number is likely to increase to 50,000 in the next 3 years. You are all familiar with our patient web portal, and the one that you saw where President Bush was overlooking Ross's shoulder, looking at my health event, the electronic personal health record for veterans and their families. And as VA employees, it can be your record too. This year, my health event has been honored as a winner of the Excellence.gov Award. It won the award for its ability in leveraging technology to enhance collaboration with patients. Prescription refill was the number one online service requested by veterans, and MyHealthyVet has delivered on the tool. Almost 200,000 patients have refilled prescriptions, and 4 million prescriptions have been processed through MyHealthyVet. If you recall, it was invaluable during Hurricane Katrina. Mental health has been a major focus in the current conflict, and the major goal is recovery from psychological trauma. 3 new mental health screening tools became available to MyHealthyVet users last December. Now the MHV staff are working to deliver a new interactive mental health feature called My Recovery Plan. Clinicians will be able to assign this collaborative tool to patients being treated for schizophrenia, PTSD, depression, or substance use disorders. And on the horizon are My Health Reminders. These are for our patients. Implemented and tested in the MyHealthyVet pilot, there are currently 12 such reminders written in the language which is easy for patients to understand. They will prove to be very helpful in patient activation and engagement. Here this week, with over 16 sessions led by Drs. Nickel, Rosendale, Teresa Hancock, Rashida Moore, and others, you will have a chance to see many sessions in the MyHealthyVet track, as well as 19 posters. You have many opportunities to learn about MyHealthyVet, what's happening now and in the future of our patient-centered universe. Because of the geographic variance in the distribution of our veteran population, and also in the variability in the availability of specialists in remote parts of the country, VA has become a pioneer in telehealth technologies. One such application is diabetes retinal screening program, where digital images are taken in the primary care clinic settings or in the community-based clinics. They are subsequently stored and forwarded to the specialists at specialized reading centers. Another major initiative that VHA is ready to embark on is the establishment of the first VHA teleradiology center in Menlo Park. It is poised to open later this year under Dr. Charlie Anderson's leadership. Teleradiology is an effective means to address scarce radiologist staffing issues, including the inability to hire at some medical centers, the lack of subspecialists such as neuroradiologists, and too few radiologists at individual hospitals to cover nights and weekends. In our CMOPS, the Consolidated Mail-Out Pharmacy, technology has allowed for significant automation in pharmacy work, thereby allowing pharmacists to be free to provide more cognitive assistance in our medical centers. CMOPS have near Six Sigma performance and very high patient satisfaction rates. Vista Web started as a local innovation from Ann Arbor, created by Joe Gillian, which has now been adopted nationally as a Class 1 software, has become an effective tool for remote data viewing. Another local initiative from Syracuse in emergency room was developed of the ED tracker with the goal to increase efficiency and improve patient and staff satisfaction is now on its way to become a national solution. With strong collaboration between VHA clinician community, VHA Office of Information, and OINT, the ED tracker, the inpatient bed board, and the unified flow package are under development Kevin Meldrum will be demonstrating this at this conference, and I hope you will take this opportunity to preview this very exciting project. Based on the premise that many decision support tools can improve both clinician performance as well as patient outcomes, Dr. David Douglas and his staff in Portland VA Medical Center have leveraged information technology to improve safety, quality, and efficacy. Their mission is to translate evidence-based practice into bedside care. Two examples of their work in assisting providers with anticoagulation, the heparinizer, and the blood glucose management, the Glucotron 5000. Each is launched from the CPRS toolbar and requires the same Vista access and verify codes. They have made every attempt to respect and apply the tenets scripted from hundreds of hours of research from David Bates' seminal article, The 10 Commandments for CPOE, which I will let Dr. Douglas explain when he does his class at VHU. Previously fragmented processes here come integrated onto one screen and provide interactive calculator aids for decision support. And the good outcome here is that we see a decrement in heparin errors when this tool has been fully implemented. The Glucotron is a similarly designed tool for inpatient insulin management. In the next few slides, I will show some examples of tools available nationally that are helping us with various quality initiatives using the EMR and databases that also offer tremendous potential for outcomes research. Using FileMan searches, such reports to individual clinicians, giving them feedback on the management of their patients has become rather routine. This is a report which is commonly used to provide the individual practitioner on the status of the blood pressure management of his or her patients in Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center. Another example of provider reports is in the use of clinical reminder reports, which are individualized for each clinician's practice. Using these reports on a regular basis, Dr. Ross Fletcher has been able to improve the blood pressure management of the cohort on aggregate in D.C. VA Medical Center over a period of years. This slide shows the improvement of blood pressure since 1999, but it also reveals here to an unexplained curious phenomena of seasonal variation in the fluctuation of blood pressure. This observation is currently under study at 15 different sites in the country. Spinal Cord Injury and Disease Outcomes Project is another great project involving our special populations. It's poised to replace the registry and is another example which provides quality infrastructure to our SCI and disease populations. CARTCL, or the Cardiovascular Assessment and Tracking System, a quality management tool initiated by Dr. Steve Finn, who spearheads the ISD query, included a broad collaboration of VHA offices and OINT, generates CPRS reports on cardiac procedures, and serves as both a quality improvement and administrative tool with great potential for outcomes research. Our pharmacy service has been working on ProClarity for quite some time, another unique drug utilization database with remarkable granularity. This is a ProClarity screenshot showing utilization of COX-2s across VA from 1998 to February 2006. Data here can be deaggregated on the basic data elements for comparison and analysis. Online analytical processing tool provides data access to over 400 clinical managers from virtually any remote computer. ProClarity has also been extensively used by Kathy Frisbee and VSSC. A few examples of their work include the Diabetes Cube. Another one is MOVE, and a new one on the horizon is for care coordination. And I should also mention an important project called VANOD, the VA Nursing Outcomes Database. You will be hearing much more about this from Bonnie Collins later in this conference. When our health data repository becomes available, it will be patient-centric. It will ensure that standardization of data becomes the foundation for decision support. and that automated clinical decision support becomes available in real time across all sites of care. What the future holds is incredible. We are riding a wave into the future, with technologies emerging from the field of genomics, proteomics, metabolomics, and bioinformatics. We will be able to go from intervention to prevention to predictive and personalized healthcare. Molecular medicine is the science that seeks to comprehend disease and causes and mechanisms at the molecular level and apply this knowledge to the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of diseases and disorders. And as Al-Zarhouni, the director at NIH, describes, it will take us from curative to preemptive medicine. Increasingly, we are able to identify biomarkers that are predictive of the likelihood of developing a serious condition later in life. Just in the past year, there has been discovery of the genetic variation that helps predict the development of age-related macular degeneration, a major cause of late-life blindness. Also, there was discovery of the gene associated with Alzheimer's disease, a major control gene for diabetes, and a marker for genetic susceptibility to prostate cancer. The mining and sharing of genetic information will lead to much-needed strategies for early detection and prevention of these diseases. Tests to distinguish cancer severity and risk and to optimize cancer therapies are becoming more common today. Cancer researchers have developed a test that helps to determine the risk of recurrence for women who are treated for early-stage estrogen-dependent breast cancer. This information helps the patient and her doctor decide whether she should receive chemotherapy in addition to standard hormonal therapy. This test has the potential of sparing thousands of women from chemotherapy who would not benefit from it. As the science of molecular medicine matures, it will provide the most appropriate treatment and preventive care for each veteran. This is a very exciting prospect for the future. Imagine a sophisticated electronic record that uses both static information, like the family and medical history, along with genotypic information, as well as the dynamic advanced metrics, including lifestyle risks, specialty biomarkers, molecular imaging, and targeted proteomic gene expressions. Imagine a risk assessment decision support tool that uses both genotypic and phenotypic information from the EMR, utilizing statistical modeling to provide a more accurate risk assessment where indicated. Given the degree of risk, defined risk, the customized plans would provide options ranging from focused lifestyle planning, tailored pharmaceuticals, and other interventions as needed. This would be true personalized medicine. I believe that VHA is already on the journey towards a bright future with its innovative ways in healthcare delivery and the focus on excellence in healthcare for our nation's veterans. VHA continues to be a leader in the implementation and use of electronic health record and other IT applications, from the use of barcodes, Vista imaging, to the computerized record system, to MyHealthyVet, to home telehealth. We are the world leader in innovation and in implementation of technology. Strong collaboration between VHA and OINT will keep us on the course to lead in innovations for generations to come. The vision for VA patients is high performance, high quality, safe, patient-centered healthcare. There is nothing we do that compares to the sacrifices our men and women in uniform make for us every day. We are led by those we serve. We are united by our diversity, and we are the keepers of the flame. We, the Veterans Health Administration, do great things every single day to ensure that our veterans receive the best health care possible. Thank you.